lives, real stories. This is Beyond Radio's Happy Talk.
Real local radio.
With Brian Griffin.
Beyond Radio.
Hello and welcome to Happy Talk, the podcast. Having a chat with some very, very inspiring and interesting people. So let's get on with the show and see who I'll be chatting with today. And now we're going to listen to Karen Wisbach, a vivacious, lively lady whose enthusiasm for life just abounds, as you will hear. If nothing else, she's going to make you smile as she shares her wonderful Christmas memories.
Hello, my name's Karen. I work for Citizens Advice Bureau, but I come down to More Music, which is the story behind that. But one of my very early Christmas childhood memories is one where we never decorated the house. Dad decorated the house. We didn't do it 12 days before Christmas until he was quite sure that we didn't obviously believe in Santa anymore. So Mum and Dad would decorate the house on Christmas Eve when we'd all gone to bed. So right the way up until Christmas Eve, the only thing that was up was Christmas cards, because obviously people saw them being handed to each other. So that was the only thing that was up and around the house. We didn't even know if Christmas was getting nearer and nearer as young kiddies. We would just say, when Santa coming. So then for Christmas Day morning, when we opened our living room door, the whole of Christmas had arrived and Santa had done all that, brought a tree, bought presents, brought the decorations. Everything was Christmas cards, because obviously people saw them being handed to each other. So that was the only thing that was up and around the house right up until Christmas morning. And then, yeah, that was the magic of Christmas for us as kids.
And you didn't have the frustration of your father seeing him swearing.
No, nothing.
When he was trying to put the lights on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Because they never were.
No, I saw that later. I saw that later on in life. And I saw...
I've still got them, you know. I've still got the self-same.
One by one. Yeah.
And they never worked.
No.
And then they'd start working and then they'd flash and little bulb bulbs would go and you have to keep replacing them.
Yeah.
Really, Christmas was a flurry of blasphemy.
Yeah, it was. And you can guarantee they always went off on Christmas Eve, just when you really wanted them to stay.
And the other thing is, the star and or angel never stayed up straight. I think it'd be at the port.
Everything. And then all the needles would drop because Mum would have forgotten to water the tree at the bottom of the vase. Oh, hilarious. Brilliant memories.
And then after all the decorations, you took it down and everything had to be wallpapered again.
Yeah, everything. Painted. Went over the anaglyptic with the paintbrush. Yeah, we just need to top that bit up there. Yeah. Brilliant times. Absolutely brilliant. And of course, we only ever got one present. There was nothing like kids are today where they could choose. So I'm the youngest of a family, so of course I would get other presents. But there was never like tons and tons of presents under the tree like kids have that expectation of today. And mine was always a pair of new roller skates. Always. The rubber wheeled ones, not the fancy acrylic.
So you're a melody, you've got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Yeah, 1970. I was 1971, I was 6 years of age. So I'd always use like my brothers or my sisters, but I had my whole brand new pair of roller skates.
I used to roller skate.
Loved it.
Oh, I did. There was a skating rink in Hanley. I used to skate there and there were girls and you'd be twirling around showing off. And I always remember because Sonny and Cher, I've got you, babe.
Oh my goodness.
And sort of roller skating around, showing off to I've got you, babe. And I hit this pillar. It was a badly situated ring and it had pillars and I went straight into one.
Oh,
and
no.
I think any hopes of me impressing the young ladies that day was immediately lost as I lay dazed upon the floor. But there you go.
I tell you, nice memories.
Life equalises, you know.
It does, most definitely. And you don't realise until you start looking back how it has.
But I used to love to roller skate. And because I roller skated, I could ice skate.
Yeah.
But it's a balance thing.
You go forward, if I remember, with ice skating and backwards with roller skating.
Yeah.
But it's the same method.
Same principle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because so, you think it's going to be easy. You think, well, I can roller skate. I've roller skated all my
life. No, but it's a balance. You have to have that sense of balance.
It's a different thing altogether, yeah.
So there you are. All those people out there, you can roller skate or ice skate. It's only a question of where you put your balance.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
And stopping.
Yeah.
And going round in a circle, because we're going to do it.
Roller skates, give me roller skates, I can still do it now, absolutely. But no, ice skating, no, different ball game. Different ball. I think there's an age thing there.
I think I can go straight.
Yes.
As long as I went from one end to the other, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Bending around, going round, or anything like that.
Yeah, stick your bottom out, just bend forward, find your gravity, centre of gravity, you're fine. Yeah, just don't touch me.
And go slow.
Yeah.
Stay away. Yeah. It's like when you're
literally. Swimming. When the grandkids come zooming at the side of me, just I'm fine.
Just like when your dog paddling.
Yes.
In the swimming pool.
Yeah. 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 Stay there.
Time away.
Yeah. Your head going up and down like this. I'm getting there. Okay.
Coming out red eyed through the glory.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Bottle of Tizer to get rid of the thirst. Wasn't life sweet?
So much better.
And you've come here because?
I come here because I was one of the first starters down here 4 years ago. I worked for Bay Medical Group then. Seagull Cafe had been going years before that when I worked Age UK actually. And then they were reinventing it 4 years ago. And I was in what's called a care coordinator then. So I was in the community working with patients. Patients who needed to get out, get to meet people, get to socialise, people with breathing problems, people with mental health problems, and the Seagull Cafe was absolutely the place to be.
Well, it's ideal.
Absolutely.
And this is why I keep pushing out, because I'm very much for community singing, because for anybody with all sorts of problems, it raises the spirit, but it also makes that brain spark. It makes amazing how it does work.
Totally.
It's very therapeutic.
It is very therapeutic. If somebody says they walk out of here feeling worse than what they walked
in, it's impossible.
They're fibbing, absolutely fibbing. Unless, of course, something catastrophic has happened.
Well, yes, in that time.
But yes, on the whole, you walk out feeling 10 times better than when you walked in.
Even Scrooge would whistle.
Oh, I say so. You could not join in. Whether it's a tap of a foot or a bit of a nod, you can't not join in.
No, I can't understand why there's more of it. I mean, when I was a boy, there was so much of it.
Yeah, always. But once again, people get pushed to listen to podcasts. Or stay at home, or listen to this on the radio.
Oh, but I do chat shows, so you can't blame me.
I don't blame you. But we're so now conditioned just stay there and this can be delivered to you. Just stay there and do this online. I mean, you've got to get out.
A hole in my bucket, dear Liza. I haven't heard them do that.
Nobody's done it here yet in four years.
They've got to do that, because everybody enjoys singing.
Everybody. Now. Everybody, actually, it's a good one to do for Christmas.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can still remember it.
Oh, I can still see him doing it.
That and Hang Down Your Head, Tom Doolittle.
Yeah.
Sat in a car.
Yeah. Brilliant.
In traffic jams on B roads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just a sing song. Like you said, in a car, you can sing song.
Oh, yeah, anywhere, really. I mean, that was the whole point, wasn't it?
Totally. But yes, why there isn't more of this?
Can I enjoy life?
Yeah. Most definitely.
The biggest challenge in the world is to open the door.
For some, yeah, absolutely. I've been there completely. 30 years ago, I was there, agoraphobia. Didn't want to leave the house. It's very hard, very, very hard. But with help and support, you can overcome it. And with your own mental mindset, you can overcome it.
Well, you've got a choice. And one of the choices to make is to be happy.
Yeah.
It's a physical thing, you have
Absolutely.
To say. And then you enjoy it. Whatever travail affects you, if you look upon it as something exciting to survive, then you'll be all right. And I've survived a lot, so there you go.
There you go. I'm a laughter yoga leader instructor. Firmly believe in the power of laughter. Absolutely.
I do. And the great thing is, as well, because I'm at that age now, I like to be grumpy once in a while. Because it's my right. I've got a right to be grumpy. I've got a right to moan.
I don't know how to be grumpy.
Oh.
I don't know how to be grumpy. I don't.
Oh, I do. I can't stand waiting, being stuck at the doctor's or in a hospital, or bus queues or post office queues, and I grump.
You grump?
I grump about, and I talk to people, and we all grump together. It's what I call community grumping. This is as therapeutic but that's as
a bit that's a bit different from being that absolutely grumpy man in the corner who does grump. But you're allowed to have a community grump, I'll give you that. Yeah, very funny.
So, you'd recommend it to people?
Coming here.
Life.
Everything. Everything, yeah, absolutely everything. Good resilience, build resilience. Helps you cope with life, helps you cope with life's downs.
Yeah, because life is downs. Nobody's life is perfect.
No, totally not.
The name of the game, you've got to find your bliss. Find your joy, you'll always be all right.
Yep. Just find what you find hope in. And if you find hope in being grumpy, then that's where your hope is. If you find hope in being happy, laughter, go for it.
Absolutely. Now, would you like to wish the listeners a Merry Christmas?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I did it. So, for everybody out there, I wish you the most very merriest of Christmases. I wish you the happiest of New Years with health, wealth and lots of love.
Yeah, and is there anybody specifically you'd like to say hello to or goodbye to?
Oh, my goodness. Hello and goodbye. It's like the Beatles song. You say yes. Yes, I'd like to say hello to all those people who are going to join us on Christmas Day at Stanley's. So we open the doors at Stanley's on Christmas Day morning for all those people who are isolated, who aren't going to see a soul on Christmas Day. Nobody's going to wish them a Merry Christmas, but we'll be there to welcome you in and say hello to you and
now,
Merry Christmas.
Stanley's, where is it?
It's on Stanley Road. It's a youth and community centre just at this end of Stanley Road at the Balmoral end.
We're talking the West End.
Yes, the West End. It's next door to the garage on Stanley's and everyone is welcome from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock. 10 till 12, it's a lovely drop-in coffee morning and from 12 o'clock we'll have a nice buffet for Christmas food.
So there you are.
Yes, there you are, people. Don't be on your own this Christmas Day. Just don't. It's Christmas morning. Don't be on your own. Come down. There is somebody there with a pair of loving arms to say Merry Christmas.
And you'll be able to share your Christmas memories.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeedy.
There you are. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Well, listeners, I do hope you enjoyed these memories. And perhaps, as you were listening, your memories sort of popped up willy-nilly, and that warmth and anticipation and joy was increased a little. One of the great things about this job that I do with Beyond Radio is that I get to meet all these wonderful people. Now, it may be that you've got something to say, that you need a platform to talk about something creative or inspiring, or maybe just interesting. If you do, then contact me and I'll see what I can do about having a chat with you. To do this, why not email me at bryan.g@beyondradio.co.uk. And it's all in lowercase. And please do get in touch. If you've got something to say about the show or something you think ought to be included in the show, then the same goes. Get in touch. Because in truth, this show exists because of you. And if you do like the show, do please subscribe. So all that's left for me to do is to wish you a Christmas that will make many more memories and wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and, of course, a happy and prosperous New Year. And remember, don't overdo it. Of course, I probably will, but there's no need to follow my example. So, cheerio, happy Christmas from that old fat poet, Ryan Griffin. See you soon, I hope.
Real lives, real stories. This is Beyond Radio's Happy Talk. Whoa!
Real local radio.
With Brian Griffin.
Beyond Radio.